Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on bite.
Let's waste no more time. We're going to Zanti Swanepoel, who are sitting there going, I don't think they're ever going to give me my chance. Goeiemôre Zanti, hoe gaan dit daar?
Goeiemôre Brad, goed en met julle almal.
Nee, ons kan nie klaar nie, dis 'n bietjie bewolk en ons geniet die dag, maar ons het eintlik 'n bietjie Zanti nodig vir oggend, so let me not stand in your way.
Ach, julle. Ja, ek moet sê, dit is verskriklik warm in Pretoria, dit is 31 en ek moet vir jou sê, die van Saterdag af het ek alweer nie krag gehad nie, dit het vir oggend weer aangekom, so weer 4 nagte sonder krag. En ek moet vir jou sê, dit het eintlik tot my tema vir oggend gelei. En gisteraan toe ek almal se opmerking so lees op al die sosiale media en al die groepies en al die dinge, en ek sien hierdie manne 11 uur die nag in die straat werk om ons krag aan te kry. Dis asof die Here net weer so ietsie in my hart kom plaas en kom anker. Jy weet, ons het regtig die reg om te sê as 'n stelsel nie werk nie of 'n munisipaliteit werk nie of dit werk nie. En ons mag dit sê, ons is belastingbetalers en ons kan dit formeel en op die regte manier aanspreek. Maar weet jy, we are called to a higher standard when it comes to people. Dis asof ons vandag dink met al hierdie platforms en al die sosiale media en al die dinge dat ons het die reg om vir mense te sê net wat ons wil. En dat ons opinie daar buite kan sit en ons dra geen verantwoordelikheid daarvoor nie. En ek dink gisterond nou net, weet jy wat, dit is so, goeders werk nie reg nie en infrastruktuur is oud en die goeders breek. Maar nie teenstaande los iemand sy familie en hy kom maak my krag reg 11 uur die nag. En dan begin ons persoonlik raak met mense en dinge en dis asof die Here my net weer terugvat en net hierdie ding van Matteus 7 wat sê, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. En ek dink net, omdat ons in so 'n samelewing groot word, jy weet, ons moet ons kinders leer vandag, hoe ek het kinders in elke generasie, en ek hoef nie 'n paar generasies terug so hard te gewerk het om vir my dogtertjie te sê wat nou matriek is. Weet jy wat, ons mag dit nie sê van ander mense nie. Want ons leef nie hulle lewe nie, ons het nie hulle pyn nie, ons verstaan nie hoekom hulle doen wat hulle doen nie, ons het geen idee wat ander mense se journey is nie. You know, and when we, ja, wanneer ons so verskriklik lelik van mekaar praat en van mense, en hier praat ek met myself ook, hoor, want elke nou en dan dink ek, oh my word, het daai nou net by my mond uitgekom. And I actually know these things, and I keep myself to the standard, and I slip up every now and then. Maar ek dink ons moet regtig daai soldate, en ek sê altyd die Here sê, sit 'n soldaat vir jou mond, ek moet gewoonlik 'n peloton kry. But if we need to pray for that platoon, dan moet ons dit maar doen, verstaan jy? Want hoe mooi is dit in die message geskryf, en dis 'n harde boodskap vandag, but I think we are believers. We say we believe in Christ, Jesus, and then we act just like the world, as if there's no difference. Dan sê dit in die message, a simple guide for behavior. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. The critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, let me wash your face for you, when your own face is distorted by contempt? It is the whole traveling road mentality all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part. Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor. Dis hoe dit in die message vertaling staan. En ek het net weer besef, julle, ons kan nie saam met die wêreld praat nie. Ons kan nie, ons we have to be light and we have to be salt. En ons kan vir mekaar bid. En weet dit, dit is so maklik om mense te judge them by the book by its cover, nee. Maar ons weet nie. We don't know what their struggle is. We don't know how much pain they have to bear. En ons weet nie hoekom lyk hulle soos hulle lyk, hoekom tree hulle op soos hulle optree nie, because hurting people hurt. But rather than judging each other, why don't we start praying for each other? And asking the Lord to reveal himself to that person, for him to have an engagement with Jesus himself, and being the same to us. Don't take what others do as your standard, whether it involves your speech, your inner thoughts, your actions, or anything else. God calls us to a higher standard because he calls us to be like Christ and to put him first in our lives. The Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be grateful that you now belong to Christ. Now make it your goal to live for him every day, not in your own strength, but with the strength he will give you as you turn to him. Therefore, the Bible says, put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, verses 24. Weet jy, ek lach partykeer vir myself, as ek in 'n situasie kom en ek wil iets doen, dan denk ek by myself, ok, die ou Zantie syne so opgetreed.
Ja.
Maar die nuwe Zantie, peace, because we have that choice, om anders, and in the opposite, gees op te tree, en ek los vir jou met 'n baie kort story vir oggend, story om net hierdie punt oor te dra. But a young couple moved into a new house. The next morning while they were eating breakfast, the young woman saw her neighbor hanging the washing outside. That laundry is not very clean, she says. I don't want to know who taught her to do washing, but she needs to do it correctly. Perhaps she needs a better soap powder. Her husband looked on, remaining silent. Every time her neighbor hung her washing out to dry, the young woman made the same comments and threw ugly opinions. A month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she finally learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this," she said sarcastically. The husband replied, "No, darling, I got up this morning and cleaned our windows." And so, exactly. And so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the clarity of the window through which we look. So don't be quick to judge others, especially if your perspective in life is clouded by anger, jealousy, negativity, or unfulfilled desires. Because you see, judging a person does not define who they are. It actually defines who we are. En ek los met daai storie vir oggend. Amen en amen.
Amen. That's the voice of Zanti Swanepoel. Now, those are one of the stories that you say, hey, we have to share that again and listen to it again. The podcast will be available for you later on this morning. Zanti, we can never say thank you enough. Jy is altyd op jou pos, het altyd iets spesiaal, jy is altyd daar en ons waardeer jou ongelooflik baie. So, blessings vir jou vir die dag wat voorlê en ek bly om te hoor jy het krag vir die dag.
Ek prys die Here daarvoor, hoor, veral in hierdie hitte.
I'm sure,
but
I'm
blessings
sure. Thank you, Zanti. You will visit again with Zanti next week and Wednesday, God willing. To find the podcast that I talk about here on the show, you're simply going to our website, kpulpit.co.za, and then you're going to Get Up and Go Breakfast. Sorry, first click podcast, then click Get Up and Go Breakfast. Once you're in my channel, scroll down until you see Zanti Swanepoel, the newest one, always on the top of the pile.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.